Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tell us, but we don't show prep, so yeah, no, yeah.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's the Six Rick Kane Show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz Blue Vision, DJ break the game code, ain't no changing up, ain't no breaking up, we'll put a live from the Hard Rock Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the Six Rick Champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still put a damage to your squad. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
All right, so let's kind of end things here with a little recruiting, a little something here, Blue, from you. But looks like we're getting a lot of visitors coming in and out. I know a lot of guys, Preston Carey, a big-time name, has been on campus. I know some guys are looking to make their decisions soon. Chris Ewald, corner out of Chaminade, if I'm not mistaken, right? You've got some big-time running back prospects, Alvin Henderson, Gerard Pringle, Byron Lewis, some of the names that Miami is after really hard, all four and five-star prospects. You've got, I know some guys that are committed elsewhere, like Griffin. I think his name is Elijah Griffin, if I'm not mistaken. The edge that's committed to Georgia, I believe. I know TJ Alford is another kid that they are looking at
really hard.
Really good linebacker. I think this linebacker class is going to be really special. Who are some of the guys, Blue, that you're hearing that are garnering a lot of interest from Miami, or maybe some guys that you like that Miami is going after, period? Oh, yes, Solomon Thomas, another one. That's right, Poke. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you mentioned a few of those kids that you mentioned. I mean, obviously, Miami could keep a lot of those kids home. The Alford kid, I've had an opportunity to watch him. John Carroll, now at Vero Beach, and kid's a really big, big-time kid. I think that I have good news that a lot of the people were wondering if Malachi Toney would jump to Northwestern, but from what I understand, he's going to stay at Heritage, which is good, and that may help you land somebody like Byron Lewis, who – I think is really way under the radar. We all know he's good, but they used to get ahead by so much that they had Desenor last year too. Right. So, and he wasn't terrible, but my point is you go after a lot of these kids like Mills, who I think is a big, big time get, you know, if Miami could just keep a lot of these local kids home. Yeah, we got some national recruits, but there's a lot of local kids. If Miami could keep it home, I think is really important. And they're getting a lot of good visits. They're getting a lot of sincere visits. You know, a lot of these kids are really interested from what I understand. They come down there and they're not just, you know, going through the motions. Like a lot of these other recruits would just come to the games last year and the year before. You know, come because the boys are here. But I think they're seeing a lot of these guys make a commitment, and you had talked about spring being vital. Well, they're going to see a lot of their guys that they lined up against last year and the year before that are going to be having an opportunity to play a significant role at a Power Five school like Miami. And I think that's going to pique a lot of interest. And you never could. And you know what? In this day and age, you can never have enough. You know, so if you come in and, you know, go, oh, there's 83 quarterbacks, you know what? 79 of them may leave, you know. So, and that's another position that everyone was telling me that's just off the charts, believe it or not. Every one of those quarterbacks, including Emery, has looked good. They're all, you know, Jacurry's look really good. Paffenbarger has looked really good. Ward, as you know, have. And I think that's going to be a neat little battle during the spring to see how these guys emerge and how they lead. And we saw last year, guys, in the spring game when Emery threw a couple of really nice balls and everyone goes, okay, you know, I mean, this, you know, and that's all that separates Miami, a little bit of experience. I think those underling quarterbacks, even Judd has looked good. They said he's like 6'7". Holy mackerel. But, you know, it's good to see Miami striking at a position of real need. Quarterback, obviously, Van Dyke was way up and down. And we never had any stability at the position. Even, you know, I mean, if you look back with any of the quarterbacks that have been there and over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years have never been really a stable force and know that every week they come out, you have a chance to win. And you didn't know which Van Dyke was going to show. So, yeah, I think that the very fact that they have all these quarterbacks pushing everybody in front of them is a good sign. We had mentioned the running game is looking good. We know that over the next 2 years, Miami could have the best edge in defensive ends in the country. It won't even be up for discussion. In fact, their entire defensive line with Scott and Bain and people like that are going to be, and all the other kids that are coming in. I just think as this program is so much different, and I took the roster from 2 years ago. I brought it to a friend of mine who's a big Hurricane fan. I said, and I brought the one that they have basically now without all the, you know, portal changes. And he goes, damn, it is. What a difference.
It is a damn moment for sure.
What, look at the offensive line alone. I mean, we are scared to – if I was a running back, I'd be in the huddle go, don't give it to me, you know.
I get it. Yeah, it's true.
Linebackers too.
Linebacker
when we started the show.
Oh yeah, 2 years ago. Well, that's what Vish said. I mean, that's what Jazz said. DJ. Yeah. He was talking about the linebacking core, and certainly a lot of those kids have been, you know, added to the mix.
Sure.
Popo's had a really, really good deal.
Malik Bryant.
Yeah, Bryant too. That's another kid that everybody was last year, the year before when they got. Oh no, he's too slow and he's too big, and nah, he's fine. He shed a lot of weight as if there was baby fat. Now he's. I saw him and the kids put together, and they're just in better shape than they've been. Their weight room is just tremendous, and the excuses are going to get fewer and fewer over the next year or so. And Miami's going to have to – I think Miami will be able to play heads up with basically anybody. Got the talent.
Yep. I agree. Before we go, Blue, what you got going on tomorrow, man? You got some big news. I know you can't kind of talk about too much.
Yeah. But,
what do you got going on?
We got our show tomorrow night on QAM. Starts at 8. We go 8 to 10. We're at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. If you want, come on by. We're going to unveil the 2024 Broward Football Showcase, which last year brought in Bosco of California and the St. Francis Academy. And, you know, I had an opportunity to watch some of these games last year. Milton of Georgia, who's coming back. There's no hiding the fact that who's coming back, because there's a lot of people who've already put out their schedules. A lot of them don't know when they're going to play, but Hoover of Alabama back in the Rush Probst days, they're still real, really good. Peachtree Ridge out of Georgia, extremely good. And think about last year, the two Georgia teams that came down here for that showcase who lost. Milton lost to Western, and Cedar Grove lost to Monarch, and they both ended up being state champions. In Georgia, the kid Nickel, who we're going to have an opportunity to watch. You talked about all those kids. I'll tell you another guy that's starting to emerge in the category of quarterback, and he's got a lot of ties to the University of Miami. His granddad worked there for a number of years. That's Dia Bell, that's Roger Bell's son, who's really turned things around at Heritage. I mean, he's 6'2 and a half, almost 6'3.
He can sling it.
Yeah, serious. And he's actually, there's Max.
What's up, Max? Brother.
But, you know, guys like that, I think, are going to get an opportunity. I think what's going to happen over this week, you're going to see. And then next week, it'll be really good because there's spring break down in South Florida. I know a lot of the rest of the state has had theirs or are on theirs, but South Florida comes up next week. And I think you're going to see a load of those kids going down for practice.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, in the final, 10, 12 days. And I think that's where you're going to be able to, I think if anybody wants to go down to our, you know, the practice area or watch Miami practice for the 2 seconds that they let you, it's going to be pretty interesting. I wish they'd have a scrimmage like they did up at, you know, like last year, FIU had a scrimmage, FAU had, you know, and they opened it to the public. Since they're not having a spring game, why can't I, you know, but I'm not the organizer of football there.
Do you, forget who the head coach of this team is?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, you know.
He's the guy.
Get your product out there.
Yeah.
Get your product out there. Let everybody see it, you know. Although it cost the FIU a running back last year to go out on the road like that. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm planning on going down Friday. If I do, next Monday I will – kind of talk a little bit of firsthand who we saw, because they're going to be, you know, I think they're going to do a controlled scrimmage on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. So get a lot of chance to, you know, see who's going to do what.
Sounds like a plan, man. Sounds like a plan. I appreciate it. Make sure you guys check it out tomorrow from 8 to 10. If you're in the Hollywood area, go out to Dave and Buster's in Hollywood.
Yeah. And you'll be able to
see Blue, hang out with Blue, and then he's got a really good show tomorrow. So
it's gonna be nice.
And for all you high school football fans, that's
or recruiting fans, whatever.
Yep. That's definitely the show to watch, to listen to, or to be at. So make sure you check that out. As I mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show, we got a loaded potato, as my good friend Mark.
All right, Hockman.
As my good friend Mark Hockman says, I love Hock. We've got a loaded week of shows this week. Make sure you tune into Buckets tomorrow. We've got Canes on Deck coming up. We've got Formula One, F1 hitting the apex coming up.
Busy.
It's Australia.
Fish will never sleep.
And Buckets is late nights most of the time. So
yeah,
Buckets, you know, is late. They're a bunch of nocturnal animals over there on that show.
Well, Melissa,
they got some West Coast guys.
Melissa works night. Matt. All right, this is probably oversharing, but like, so Matt was here last week because the ACC Turner was here.
Right.
He was struggling. He was struggling on the late night Buckets. I'm like, this is me every week, man. It's like when we jokingly say midnight Buckets. It's not a joke over here. It's actually midnight.
Jeez. Oh, look, the Cane scrimmage is Saturday, Blue. Nice. So we might.
Oh, Saturday. Okay.
I mean, if I'm allowed to go to that, then I will be there as well, my friends.
All right. Maybe I'll go.
Just on the network, we're also Wednesday. We're doing a bucket special where we break down the tournament bracket.
Obviously,
no Miami in there. So,
we'll
be doing that on Wednesday. Like Jess said, Cane's on Deck Thursday. Is that what we're targeting there?
I think so.
Yep,
I think
Thursday. So. Like that's like our regular heading into the weekend series. Try to make that the Thursday show. So
and we can either talk trash or be excited about a midweek game.
We got to win a midweek eventually.
Yeah, I hope so, man. I hope so. Anyways, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Six Rings Canes. We got an IG as well, Instagram, Six Rings Canes. Subscribe to the Five Reasons Canes Network on YouTube. And also make sure you listen to it on podcast form for you guys that don't want to see our ugly mugs. You can listen
to it. Come on, man. Let's be positive. You're driving. You're stuck in traffic. Our beautiful faces. Yeah, you're driving. You're stuck in traffic. This in your ears. There you go.
Put this in your ears. Podcast form on Apple, on Spotify, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. Yeah, make sure you check it out. Follow us there and subscribe, like the show, and
maybe I'll get rained out one of these days. And then,
yeah, maybe. Well, look, the good thing is that you can always rewatch it, right?
Yeah, and you got the podcast feed, like you just said, so you can. You can. I upload them right after the show, so you can download it at the game and then listen to it on your drive home.
There you go. You'll be good to go. You will be good to go. Anyways, make sure you check it out, and we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys all this week. Adios.
Yeah. How's it going? The Six Rig King Show. Yeah. The Six Rig King Show. Yeah. The Six Rings King Show. You know.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.